Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Hebrews chapter 11, we were taught that although a person has been saved for many years, his faith may not be as strong as that of a young Christian. Let's continue with that lesson today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Job knew that he was going to remain faithful, he was going to remain true, that he was not going to break anything of doctrine, he was not going to break anything of morals. He was not going to break anything of ethics. He was going to stay true regardless of the circumstances. Friends, sometimes we look at somebody that's been a pastor for a long time or just has a good long record. But let's understand. Do not mistake longevity for spirituality. True spiritual maturity is only measured by our adherence to the truth. Believe and do. Isn't that the Great Commission? We're to teach them of Christ, the way of salvation. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then what is the next thing? Teaching them to observe all that he has commanded. Believe and do. Now, often those who have been saved the longest begin to express less faith than those who are the newest of converts. And many times it's because they've always cowered when their faith was tested. Well, that's not these in our text. When heaven seems silent to our prayers, faith can only be exercised then to strengthen you on the inner man. And whether you're aware of it or not, it is God who is strengthening you. And he strengthens because the circumstances may not change. And so as we bombard heaven with our prayer, faith says, even if I don't get the answer I want, I'm going to continue in the will of God. They had public mocking that may even have included stripping them naked. It is believed that although we see in pictures Jesus with a loincloth on, that mostly they did not do that. They would have been completely naked on the cross. Just to mock. They said, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. Let us see if Elijah will come and save him now. Oh, he was mocked. And now you go on to say here in our text, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. Joseph, the psalmist tells us, his feet were hurt with fetters. He limped the rest of his life. Today there are people being persecuted for the cause of Christ in this matter in other countries. There are people that are suffering like you and I can only imagine. Those years that Joseph suffered saw him come out better, not bitter. I'm reminded of a story I read of a teenage girl in Saudi Arabia who got saved listening to the internet preaching. And I don't know whose program, we were never told that. But the father of the girl, who was also a government official, found out that she had converted to Christianity. And he took this teenage girl, his own daughter, and cut out her tongue before he slowly, not quickly, but slowly, tortured her to death. Now, when I check out my websites and I see downloads in places like Saudi Arabia, North Korea, and other places that are against the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they try to shut it out, I realize how important the word is to them. And I have to be faithful to give out the word. Now, verse 37 says, they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Well, we see various ways they were killed. We see the various living conditions that some of these had to go through. My friend, I'm not worthy to shine their shoes. When I look at these for the cause of Christ, some were stoned as Stephen. When Christ saw it, he stood up for him. Some were sawn asunder, as it is reported has happened to Isaiah. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us that it was Isaiah, but some of the rabbinic writings tell us that it was. They were tempted, and the idea is they were tempted with all types of evil. So many Christians fall today without any threat to their being, to their family, to their person. Those people had all of that going against them, and they stood. And finally, some were slain with the sword. It is said that the Apostle Paul's head was chopped off. Now, I want you to think about this. Was Isaiah, Noah, Elijah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, failures because their preaching did not bring revival, that their preaching did not win multitudes? Are they failures? Of course not. But oh, the religious world of today would make you think they were. The most fiendish torture is often of the conscience. When the torturer offered the victim a chance to recant and thus obtain freedom. Oh, what a temptation. A torturous temptation that became. Sword slaughters abounded in the period of the Maccabeans. As a matter of fact, it is believed that is how Zechariah was slain at the altar. These people suffered these things. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute and afflicted and tormented. Today you see ladies that leave their husbands because they want a better and higher lifestyle. You see men that feel like their wives are keeping them from enjoying life and they leave them. You see Christians that leave the church because their jobs went south. They lost jobs or their work's about dried up and they're having to struggle and they're about to lose things. And they're mad at God. And God has allowed those things to show them that their Christianity was shallow at best. Here are people that's walking around in goatskins and sheepskins. And they're destitute. They're afflicted. They have sicknesses. They have sores. They have other things. And they're being tormented. I believe the clothing was because they had no other means of getting clothes. Only the poorest of society would wear what they had. Yet they could have had so much more of the material. But you know what? Those that wore the nice soft clothing, the beautiful clothes, the expensive clothing, you realize those people left it behind at death. Now, the word afflicted here is defined as to press hard upon. They were hard pressed by their foes, which naturally carries into the word tormented, meaning to maltreat, to oppress, to plague. These people were hard pressed by their foes, and they were maltreated, oppressed, plagued. As a matter of fact, the present passive participle is used in Greek, meaning they received the terrible clothing, the destitution, the affliction, and the torment. They received all of this on a continual basis. If you read of martyrs of days gone by, we often find that they found that the joy of the Lord was their strength. Now, can you imagine how much it burns when you just, maybe you're near the stove, maybe some grease pops and it hits you and that burns, or you touch a burner by mistake and boy, that burns, raises a blister. Can you imagine a fire being lit around your body for you to die slowly? And as they do that, these people are singing. They die singing, or they die praying for their persecutors. How do they do that? They have a performing faith. They have a faith that works. They have eternity set in their heart. They are the men and women that this chapter speaks about. Ordinary men and women with extraordinary faith. And so verse 38 says, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. I like that. You see them suffering all of this and the world looking down upon them. And the Lord says, well, the world's not even worthy of them. They're not worthy of them. I mean, this is what the Holy Spirit says of the people, the faith. The world was not worthy of them. They're in mountains and deserts and dens and caves of the earth. They had to often hide. You know, the Bible, and particularly the Textus Receptus of the Greek New Testament, is a result of the Waldensians hiding in caves and making copies in a very meticulous manner that the Word of God may reach the world. And that they too were in mountains and caves and dens and deserts. And when caught, they were terribly tortured. They were in deserts. Oh, they know what it was to go through that. Now, don't forget, the world loved their own. Jesus said, if you were of the world would love you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.